welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. I am John Baia again this week. And maybe I might be someone else. And joining me today is someone who hasn't been on the podcast for a very, very, very long time. I don't know, I think 2 months almost. It's my twin brother from the same mother, Ben Abaya. Hello, Ben. Or Benjamin.
Hello.
I don't know how
Hello.
Yeah, you hear me now?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's good. So all our mic testing is good. Yeah, welcome
are we
back.
We're still testing the mics right now?
Yeah. So,
am I fine right now?
Are you on it's what time is it dot me or something? I don't know.
No. Are we going to start recording right now?
Right about now.
Okay.
And the music's playing, so you have to be quiet. And we're back. welcome to this freaking awesome podcast again.
We started right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this is a part you have to read on your script of the things that you, how are you? Like, it's under when I say how are you, you need to respond to the choices I gave you on the
okay,
script.
I got it. Yeah, okay. I know how this works.
How are you, Ben?
Okay, I can't do that choice. I'm okay.
Okay, that's good. How are you the last couple months?
Okay. You didn't give me enough choices here.
No.
I like cheese. I don't know why that's a choice.
Growing up with you, I saw you eating a lot of cheese, and we were fans of Family Matters, and Steve Urkel was there, and you always did your best Urkel impression. You know, do the Urkel, Ben. Do the Urkel impression that everyone loves.
Did I do that?
No. You did it so funny. You even had suspenders and eyeglasses, and you did everything like Urkel. You even, what's the signature Urkel thing?
I don't remember.
Besides saying, did I do that? But yeah, so Ben's back. Welcome back.
For now,
yes. We don't know how long. We are not recording this live together. We're actually through Skype. So this is BTS, not the bag.
Well, technically, it is live.
Yeah, I mean live to the people who are watching us right now. But not.
We're listening.
Yeah, listening.
Wait, is my camera on too?
Yes, it is on.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So I see that you hear eating cheese, and back of you is Family Matter. So yeah, I was this right.
That's
was
creepy. How did you know
I
that?
Correct about all the assumptions. So I made those answers right for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're wondering, I was like, what the hell is happening? What is this? This is an Audrey. who's talking on the other side. This is someone that sounds like Kim. This is my twin brother, and this is the Freaking Awesome Podcast, and we usually discuss and give our impressions of the things we watch, play, listen, read throughout the week, and we usually conclude the episode with a main discussion. This week's main discussion is the Between Two Ferns, the movie, or it's called Between Two Ferns, not the. There's no the, right?
No, there's not.
Yes, so look forward to that. But before that, we have a new trailer talk. Well, it's not actually a trailer. We're going to do something different. We did something different, similar to Childish. What's his last thing?
Glover?
No. Well, Donald Glover's persona. We did similar to This Is America.
Childish Gambino.
Yes. So instead of doing trailer talk, we watched a short film, and that short film was Jurassic World Battle at Big Rock.
All right, why don't we play Best of Day?
Greg, let me fire his double crossbow.
You what?
The hell? Greg, don't let my 8-year-old shoot your crossbow, man. Greg!
Where is everyone?
Is it a bear?
That was a small clip of the 8-minute or 9-minute, I believe around 9 minutes, I would say, short that was directed by Colin Trevorrow and starring Andre Holland, Natalie Martinez, Melody Heard, Pearson Salvador, Chris Flanson, and playing the kids in the short is Noah and Ethan Cole. not kid, the baby. So there's a baby in the short. I highly recommend everyone, before we discuss this real quick, to watch it. You should go on YouTube. It's out there. It's a short film that is like the bridge from Jurassic World and Jurassic World 3, I believe, right? That's the third one that's coming up.
Yes.
Yeah. So this takes place.
Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah, this takes place after Fallen Kingdom. So if you don't know anything what's happening in the Jurassic World, just skip this part, I say. Or just, you know, just you don't care, just don't care, and then just listen to it. So this short, like I said, is directed by Colin Trevorrow, who also directed the last two Jurassic World movies. But this one takes place in a park called Big Rock National Park. I believe it's located in the west side of America. I did not do any research of if this is even a real place. Is this a real place?
It is a real place.
I've never heard this place at all. And basically, it's a family on a camping trip, and they are, you know, being a family, and then they run into a dinosaur. I won't say what type of dinosaur, but let's say a couple dinosaurs they show. And yeah, and then mayhem is happening everywhere. And there, I won't say what the ending is if people don't want to be spoiled. And I want everyone to watch that. It's really short, and I think
the best way you could say that after you watched Fallen Kingdom, you have understanding
what's happening to this world.
Yeah, what the premise is about. Yeah,
yeah. So Ben, what's your thoughts on this small little indie film called Battle at Big Rock?
Oh no, it's indie. I like it. It is like. Oh, that's a dinosaur in the back.
You know you have a dinosaur.
Yeah. It is indicative to like the last two films that Colin did. And it's really cool to see what the outcome of what happened to Fallen Kingdom. And I like all the actors in it too.
Mm-hmm.
Like Andre Holland.
Yes, yes. From what I recently saw him is Castle Rock. I don't know what other.
Yeah. Moonlight, Selma.
Okay, yeah, I haven't watched. I watched Selma. I don't remember him in it. But yeah, the other people in it I don't recognize at all, but they did a great job, especially the young girl who's played by Melody Heard was really good. I was like, oh, this is amazing, and to see her.
And I like how they keep the suspense that Steven Spielberg has always been bringing towards that series. So that's pretty cool.
Well, anything with kids inside a vehicle is the best part, right?
Yeah.
We expect there's like every scene since Jurassic Park. I was about to say Jurassic Land. Jurassic Park, anything, like almost anything. Even the newest Jurassic World with the little two kids inside the little ball spear thingy. That was a good sequence too, so.
Did they do one for
Jurassic
King? No, Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah, I don't know actually. Yeah, because there's no kids anymore in there.
There's one child.
I mean, is she a child or is she a dinosaur? Bit.
We haven't figured that one. Yeah, you're right.
We don't know. So yeah, my thoughts is same as yours. I was thrilled and just seeing it was really awesome. Just to the suspense of inside that little trailer. And then
I wouldn't mind if this is what Jurassic World will be throughout the many years. It's just small little vignettes.
Yeah. So after the little thing, they show like POV or found footage type of material that you see like mostly from the things that you see like online that like, oh, look, an alien or something like that. So but this one is all dinosaurs.
Yeah,
they're capturing from a little girl getting chased by the little, I don't know what they're called, the little dinosaurs that was in Jurassic Lost World, excuse me, a burp. And then they show a stegosaurus on the freeway. I don't know how.
Like a winding freeway.
Yeah, winding freeway. That looked real. Like, I'm assuming that's a real footage and they just incorporate
added. I think it's just real like stunt footage.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. That looks super real. That one. Besides the stegosaurus, and then they end it with like pterodactyl. I know I'm probably saying it wrong. Eating a dove.
So during a wedding.
During a wedding. So that was kind of cool. I'm looking forward to Jurassic World 3.
Do you think this is all leading up to the third Jurassic World film?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I won't be surprised if they release another one, but another point of view. And
do you think these are the new characters for that new film?
No,
like,
I don't
this
think
is
so.
Like a prelude to the film?
I think maybe you'll see one of them or two or, you know, a couple of them.
Andre Holland is like a good pull he's like a well known actor now.
Mm-hmm. I won't be surprised if you see him, but I don't know what angle, because we've seen the family angle so many times, and I don't know if that's like the.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
I don't know if that's the thing.
Hey, it's a working formula, so.
Yeah. I mean, for every movie revolves around family, right? Like, it's almost like the Fast and the Furious of dinosaur movies.
Okay, yeah.
You could say. But yeah, we enjoyed it. Moving on, do you have anything to add?
I have a couple things, but I'm just going to talk about one main thing.
I don't have anything. So let's just go to you. What are you?
Yeah. So my thing is it's just one thing. Is a video game on the PC and anything where you play video games at is called Kind Words.
Okay.
Lo-fi chill beats to write to.
Okay. What is that? The whole title of the?
Yeah, yeah. It's
I did not know that. I always hear people talk about the lo-fi beats, but I didn't know that's part of the title of the game.
It's developed and published by Pop Cannibal. I think that's what you call it.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it's basically like a small indie game that's like thoughtful, and you basically receive and write encouraging letters to strangers. And on top of that, you listen to lovely lo-fi music.
So that's my day job. I literally do that.
Yeah, basically,
yep,
yeah.
Yeah, that's if everyone want to know, that's what I do. I go on the internet and give positive feedback to everyone. No, that would be a cool day job, though, with the lo-fi beats. Wait, is it?
Yeah.
Do they show it as like a job? Like, how are
no,
you?
No, you're actually in your room. It's like, you know, there's like an avatar, who, mm-hmm. and then they are just.
Wait, is this Avatar 2? Are you?
No.
It's exclusive, right?
it's the last rider, not Airbender.
No, I'm talking about the blue people. You're thinking about the whole different one.
Oh, yeah. The original Avatar.
Yeah, the original Avatar, yeah.
But yeah, the animation is just someone that's writing and you have a room. So like when you write to strangers, they can't really respond back unless they give you a sticker for support,
mm-hmm.
or their gratitude for like writing to them, which is pretty cool. What is it?
So can you give me a couple of examples of what you've seen on there that are like positive, not the negative stuff? I know there's like negative things in there.
I say it's like probably 95% positive when mm-hmm. it comes to the letters you're receiving or reading, writing to. When it comes, it's mostly about like folks that are just need encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're going through like a hard time or just need the little boost for a daily, you know, some stranger. It's basically what Twitter was supposed to be.
Wait,
but was it now?
Wait, Twitter was supposed to be that, like anonymous.
Like how what we want it to be, where everyone's just encouraging everybody instead of like, you know, putting down everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like little girls for climate change, you know.
What?
But where people about? Putting down a little girl for climate change.
Oh, yeah, yes.
I'm trying to put the for headlines.
I don't even know. I was going to give them a shout out, but now I don't remember their names.
Oh, the little girl are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, I can like look for her right now real quick, only because she's like I'm happy that most of the people that I follow support her, so I'm like, okay, I see her everywhere on my Twitter feed, and I was like, that's good.
Greta
Thunberg. Thunberg, yeah. Yes. Hashtag climate change, right? That's her thing right now.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys can go check that out and support her if you can. Try and show some kind words to her.
Yes.
Yes.
Good yeah. segue.
Yes, good segue. Anything else about the game?
That's about it right now. Okay. It's only $5. You can get it on Steam. I think it's still on $5. Let me double check.
I'm thinking Audrey and I will probably do a date night, but I don't know how would that work out. Like, I'm scared that we might show like really bad stuff, but hopefully you're right and 95% of those are good.
yeah.
On there. For me, yeah, like I said, I haven't been doing anything lately. Just same old. If you guys can go on our YouTube channel and like and subscribe, I guess. Can you like there? I guess heart and subscribe. We've been making a lot of date night videos, so you can go check that out. We have a whole bunch in the bank or in the can. I don't know what the term is anymore. It can't be in the can because the can means you're done. So I guess they're in the bank. We put
because you have to withdraw it.
Yes, yes. And the can is like you're done, I guess, with it.
Like a trash can.
Yes. And then I uploaded, I think last week, the Dungeons and Lesbians. So go check that out. It's a neat little game. We do all the voices, like always, on our date nights. And yeah, see which person we romance in the game and guess which one we liked, basically. Yeah, just check that out. And that's it, right? You have anything else?
I mean, I did watch Hustlers, the film.
Oh, how's
that's
that?
Written and directed by Laureen Scafaria. Mm-hmm. Scafaria. It's good. I mean, I won't go into detail about why I like it, just because I want to get into the main topic.
Okay. You can save that for later, probably.
Yeah.
Let's go to our main discussion. It is Between Two Ferns, the movie.
You owe me. Go across the country, get 10 more episodes of Between Two Ferns.
10, your dumb internet talk show, and you give me a network talk show. I'm a white man, and I'm straight, and I deserve it.
Green as ever. Is the width off to you?
We're taking Between Two Ferns on the road.
My guest today is Benedict Cumberbatch. Bud.
That was a clip from the trailer for Between Two Ferns, the movie. And yes, that is Zach Galifianakis, the straight white man that is white, I guess you could say. I forgot what the he said in the clip, but he said, like, I'm a straight white man. I deserve this for the getting the show, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, so going into this, I have to say that I've never really watched all the Between Two Ferns. How much of Between Two Ferns have you? I would say I watched the Obama episode, couple of like scattered internet, like short, like 2 minute. The internet ones are like about 10 minutes, right? Like around.
No,
that.
They're less than that.
Less than that? Okay. So probably I've watched whole ones, but I didn't realize I was watching it. But I remember watching the Obama one because that one was for the Affordable Care Act and then, you know, supporting people to go with that or sign up for it.
The website. Yeah,
the website. And then like I said, I saw ones where it's just scattered, like all over the place, like different clips basically of the different ones. How much of it have you watched of the?
I think majority of it.
Oh, okay.
Every time there's a new one. I mean, the seasons are short. It's probably like, I think in the film it says like 10 episodes they had to do. Probably it's less than that in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so if you guys
and the seasons are far between too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it takes a while. So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's like, what is they discussing? Between Two Ferns is a thing that Scott Aukerman is mostly writes and directs, and it stars Zach Galifianakis. So this is the internet one. And basically does interviews with movie stars between two ferns, literally between two ferns. And it's all, it's improvised at the same time. It's very like stage a weird way. Like it's, the movie star knows that Zach is very awkward, his character, and then they answer in a very awkward way too, and that's where the like anti-humor, you can say, is in it. And but there's genuinely like funny moments in the TV series, but in the movie is a different plot. Is basically Zach and oh man, I'm gonna say his name,
Zach Galifianakis,
yes, and his crew that is played by Lauren Lapkus. I forgot the whole everyone's names on here. I'm like looking and I was like, oh wait, I don't really know everyone who plays everyone else in here. Do you know everyone in here?
I only know Lauren Lapkus.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm looking at the cast right now, and I thought it would be in what is it called? Like in the build, top build and stuff. But yeah, it is not like that. So okay, I got Lauren Lapkus, Ryan Gall, and Giovanni Leilano. So the way I figured out because Ryan Gall plays a cameraman named Cam, and Giovanni plays Boom Boom, the boom mic operator. So I was like, oh, good. Their names are right there. And Laura Rapkes plays his basically like helper, I guess, a producer.
Assistant.
Assistant, basically. And yeah. Zach Galifianakis plays Zach Galifianakis. So it's their crew going across America. They need to interview 10 people. And to get a TV show that Will Ferrell is doing for Funny or Die. So it's like a weird, each, like the realistic people, or not realistic, the people who are using their real names are playing like oddball characters.
Like an exaggeration of their persona.
Yeah, yes, basically. Yeah. It's a short, like an hour and a half comedy, and you get a whole bunch of different movie stars. I won't say who. I don't want to ruin that. We're generally just going to talk about.
Let's just say if you're a marvelous fan of this property, yes.
There's a lot of them. I had the exact same comment. I was like, this should have just been called Between Two Avengers. There's a lot of Marvel stars are in it. Ben, what's your overall impression of the movie?
I just looked at like the episodes online. There's only like 24 or so.
Okay, like each one is like 5 minutes. You said like less.
Yeah, like about 5 minutes.
Okay,
but they do specials like the one with Obama and the one with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Well, he did one with Hillary Clinton too.
Yeah,
was this before or during the election?
During the election.
Ah, I did not know that. Was right.
Yeah,
I have to see that. I never knew that he did that.
But yeah, I watched most of them. I say the film itself, it's like probably took me surprise of like the approach they're going to with the whole like, you know, pop star.
Yes, that's exactly it. This pop star style.
There's another movie. This is Spinal Tab type of approach. Yeah, where it's like a mockumentary, where it's not literally like, you know, real, but I think that's the correct approach. I remember listening to on Comedy Bang Bang Scott Aukerman about doing this, and it was frustrating, but it was fun because it was his first feature.
Yes, this is his first directorial feature. He does a lot of shorts and episodes, like on
from Comedy Bang Bang to
Bajillion Dollar Properties. I don't know if you ever
watched those. And then this one, Between Two Ferns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm yawning. I don't know if the listeners know, like it's like middle of the night.
Yeah. It sounds like you said Oreo. So I was like, oh, what are you talking about, Oreos?
Overall, I think it captures the sensibility of Between Two Ferns with the awkwardness and just being this, you know, an oddball character, but also providing some sort of background to these characters, or mostly Zach Galifianakis's character.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just fun overall. Like if you're into the comedy of Matt Besser and them and Scott Aukerman, the improv comedy. Mm-hmm. You probably enjoy it.
It's also they have a all-star cast, not just with like major celebrities, but if you're a fan of especially the Comedy Bang Bang podcast, there's a lot of people from that podcast that they do characters in here too. So it's kind of
nice. You know what was really kind of cool to me about the whole thing is cinematography.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Benjamin Kasaluk. But basically, like he's like the cinematographer for I'm trying to think of a movie in here that people would know. There's none. Leggies is one that was like, Mike Birbiglia's films.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Sleepwalk With Me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your Sister's Sister. But yeah, I was really surprised about that. I did like this one particular joke with Lauren Lapkus in the diner.
Oh, yes. I don't want to ruin that. Yeah. So I was going to use that clip for the thing, the trailer, or the, you know, the little clip we do for the trailer, but I didn't use it because I hell laugh at it because it took me a moment when she told the joke. I was like, oh, I started hell laughing at it because it caught me off guard. And that joke is in the trailer, like the original thing.
But... I mean, I think it's one of the better jokes in the film. Mm-hmm. I like the interview with Paul Rudd too.
Which one's that? Paul Rudd. Oh, yes. So
yeah.
So one of the things I like, do you have anything else to add?
No, the thing I was like kind of disappointed about is like some of the interviews are literally like probably 10 seconds long. Yes,
there's a couple like that.
I think the Rapper really add to like the comedy. It's just kind of awkward.
So I was telling Audrey, it feels like those are the original interviews. Right, and it is. They had extra footage, or they're doing the movie too at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of those outfits they're wearing, I seen those online, like especially the Chance the Rapper one and Brie Larson. I was like, I seen them wear these outfits somewhere, but I don't know where. And then
for like a junket,
their show. Are they just
stopping by?
Yes. Basically, so I was like, huh. That's why some of them feel like super quick, and some of them feel like. They took their time with it.
I did like Peter. I like Peter Dinklage's bit too.
That one, yeah. That one's good too. It's another Laura Lapkus funny bit in there too.
But yeah, if you like Comedy Bang Bang, it's mostly derived from that comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like probably a lot of people think it's a hit and miss, then a lot of misses than hits.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have to have a certain. I don't know, liking to that comedy.
Yeah, I agree. Some of the things I'm like disappointed at is some of the jokes are not doesn't stand the test of time. There's like some of them you can tell were written back then
and
they felt old. Like this joke has been done. I can't think of the top of my head which one, but there's several ones that I remember like, oh, this isn't as funny as before because this,
They said that they were writing the script for 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
So I can see why some of the jokes would still be outdated.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then what I really like, though, is the blooper reel at the very ending. But it shows how much the actors and then how Zach, how much of
operates.
It operates and how much of it they really have to hold their laughter back and make it seem serious, like, you know, that Zach isn't really funny at all to them. But when they do their lines, they're just laughing the whole time. And then, you know, they're just basically breaking each other with their laughter. And I was really surprised.
Because he uses that persona so well that people think that's who Zach Galifianakis is, like this smart ass, you know, person that puts you down.
And then one of them I really like is David Letterman, too, because the way he responds back feels like genuine the way I would think that you would respond back. I mean, of course, they probably like rehearse it to get down, but it was just really cool that he has the chops to like come back at him. Was David Letterman a stand-up guy or was he always?
Yeah, he was okay. For a bit. Yeah,
I know a lot of the late night are stand up. I don't know anymore because I don't think. Well, probably they are all of them. I'm trying to think.
They're all
okay.
I think they're all.
They are. Yeah, I'm trying to think. What's his name? The British one. I don't know if he was. I remember
James Corden.
Yeah,
I think he is okay. too. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I actually don't know. I know he came from theater.
I know he's from Doctor Who. He's one of my favorite companions.
He also came from theater too. Oh, okay. So I don't know.
Did that added to it?
He's probably the exception.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
That's it for now. I think if you're a fan of Zach Galifianakis or either Between Two Ferns, I think you'll enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And also, I have to add that this is on Netflix. And then, yeah, if you just want to watch it real quick, I think the lowest is Netflix is $10, right? And you can just watch it. And then it's like a ticket.
Cancel.
Huh? Yeah, cancel.
Think.
It's a ticket, basically.
Is all of Comedy Bang Bang still on Netflix?
No. Last check, I didn't see it. Like, I had it saved on my list just in case, but I don't see it on my list anymore. So I don't know if it's still there. But yeah, I'll see. But I need to catch up on Between Two Ferns. I feel like I'm missing a chunk of it that I know it's
been around for 10 years. Yeah, so yeah.
Wait, what? 10 years? Are you serious?
Yeah, because they started in 2008.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. But there's only been 4 seasons, you said?
Yeah, but then they stopped. In 2014, I think. Mm-hmm. And then they did like specials in between 14 and now.
Oh, wow.
Like the Obama special, Hillary special.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else to add before we move on to the last segment?
That's it.
Okay. So yeah, so go check that out on Netflix, Between Two Ferns, the movie. It's good if you guys want like a quick laugh. It's only like an hour and a half, like I said. A short comedy, nothing long, like Hangover. Another short season.
It's a weird thing.
But yeah, so if you like this episode and just want to follow us, go on Twitter right now, type in TFA Now and follow us. If you like, and you can go on Facebook and like us there. Just type in The Freaking Awesome and find us there. And if you want to subscribe to this on iTunes, go type in The Freaking Awesome. And also on Google Podcasts, just type in The Freaking Awesome. And if you have any questions, comments about this episode or even date night stuff or game night, check out our Apex Legends stuff too over there. Contact us at contacts@thefreakingawesome.com. And you catch me at the most organized Twitter of 20XX at Abaya Art. Always forget my saying in there. And where can they find you, Ben?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Benjamin Abaya.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting for you to say anything else after that. but yeah, I am John Abaya.
I'm Benjamin Abaya.
And that was the Freaking Awesome Podcast. We'll be right back.